The Fan on Demand.
Who needs championships when you've got Jeff Blair?
So it's back after a year's absence, that annual rite of spring in Toronto known as, well, since the Leafs aren't in the playoffs, who you got? Me? I got the Boston Bruins, despite the youth in their back end, and I have them beating the kings of the analytics crowd, the Corsi Conquistadors, that's for you, Andrew Walker, the LA Kings. I've tried to be original filling out my bracket, seriously. But really, the only upset I have in the first round is Minnesota beating Colorado in seven games. Who do I think could be the shock team? Would the Philadelphia Flyers count? Who could be the biggest disappointment? Well, how about the Pittsburgh Penguins and goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury, who has all of four playoff wins in the past 2 years? So there you go. Those are my picks. Boston over Philly and the Kings over the Blackhawks in the conference finals. We'll see who Sportsnet's Denny Potvin and Puck Daddy's Greg Wyshynski have in their brackets. And then we'll give you your say. The playoffs start tonight on three fronts. Who do you have winning the Stanley Cup? And as a bonus question, how far does the only Canadian team, Montreal, make it through the playoffs?
The Jeff Blair Show is on the air on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Join the conversation with Jeff on Twitter using the hashtag Blair Show or call 416-870-0590. Now, here's Jeff Blair.
The playoffs get underway in three fronts tonight. The Montreal Canadiens are in Tampa to play the Tampa Bay Lightning. Hockey Central, by the way, is on location for that. Columbus plays the Pittsburgh Penguins in Pittsburgh, and the Dallas Stars take on Anaheim in the late game in Anaheim. This is the Jeff Blair Show. We are talking Stanley Cup playoffs. We want your Stanley Cup picks. And we want you to tell us how far the only Canadian team in this year's playoffs, the Montreal Canadiens, get. Do they go out in the first round? Do they make it all the way? You've got to think with Ben Bishop hurt that the odds favor Montreal over Tampa. 416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590. As always, those are the numbers to call. Use the hashtag Blair Show if you want to get involved in the conversation via social media. Greg Wyshynski of Yahoo Sports and the Merrick versus Wyshynski podcast will join us later in the hour. But to get us started, we are very pleased to be joined by Sportsnet's Denny Potvin. Denny, thanks so much for doing this morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Always a pleasure.
The first round of the first round of the playoffs, they're like the first round of the baseball playoffs. Quite often, it's where the best hockey or the best baseball gets played. It's where there's an overabundance of storylines. But Denny, let me ask you, as you look at these matchups, who do you think are the conference favorites going into play tonight?
The guys who are going to come out of the East and the West?
Yep.
Well, I tell you what, I think in the East, it's a pretty logical pick to go with Boston. Obviously, anything can happen. I mean, the very first round could be the most treacherous for the Boston Bruins playing the Red Wings. And you know what? Different than a lot of people, I have not changed my mind about St. Louis. My concern is how well is Miller adjusting to the new teammates? You know, I've heard that, defensemen have talked about there's a learning curve as to how to deal with a goaltender, handling the puck or transferring the puck to defenseman. Where does he go with it when things are tough? You know, that's a transition that doesn't come seamlessly and is a very important one in your own zone. So I'm going Boston and St. Louis.
St. Louis, everybody said the same thing. They're going to be a couple of tremendous, not just very good, but a couple of tremendous teams that are going to go home in the West in that first round. I think St. Louis and Chicago just comes down to who's healthier. I mean, we know the Blackhawks are saying that Kane and Taves are ready to play, but I mean, you really don't know at this time, do you, Denny? I mean, unless you're bedridden or in a hospital, chances are pretty good you're going to be playing. Now, the question is, how much can you contribute depending on your level of health?
Well, you know, on the other side in St. Louis, I mean, there's a concern certainly about Backes. I mean, their number one centerman, the guy that can you know, apparently he's got a broken toe or something like that, and he may be playing with it. I think that, you know, although that's important, as you state, I think that injuries that would keep a guy out during the season don't necessarily do that in the playoffs. And again, it's a question of degree. But when you look at the primary reason why St. Louis became everybody's pick, I think is the fact that the trade for Miller. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough one. I mean, you know, it took Ray Bourque 2 years to, you know, win it with Colorado. The first year, it's not a seamless transition. This is, in my view, it's a little similar. You go and get a guy in Miller that can really make things different for you overall, but can it be seamless right now? That is my real concern with the St. Louis Blues.
Denny Potvin of Sportsnet joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Denny, Boston's won despite a relatively young back end, a relatively young defense corps. It seems that every one of those kids plays with a level of maturity that you sort of associate with guys in their fifth or sixth year. What's been the key to keeping that group together? The key to allowing that group to play to the level they've played at, and how does that change in the playoffs for that young group?
Well, a lot of things could change, obviously, but I think you got to give Chara a lot of credit. I remember sitting with Zdeno in the Boston dressing room at one point early this year, and we were talking about Dougie Hamilton and mm-hmm. you know, his transition. And you know, the fact is that he said that to me that he needed to have Hamilton talk more. There was not enough communication on the ice. And I think that that's one of the very plain, basic things about a veteran playing with a rookie, which I had many times. The rookie tends to be very quiet. He's, you know, he thinks that that's the best way. But, you know, oftentimes the real verbal communication on the ice is important. So I think that's an indication of where that defense has gone, because when you add Hamilton and Krug was having an outstanding season, a lot of what they fed off was the veteran defenseman, you know, on that team. And I think Torrey Krug and the way that he has played the power play has allowed Zdeno Chara to go to the front of the net, you know, show a very different wrinkle mm-hmm. in terms of their power play numbers. And now the Boston Bruins are going into the playoffs with a very different power play than what they had the year they won the Stanley Cup, where it was almost non-existent. So I think that, to me, again, leadership is so important in the playoffs, and I think already it's been shown through Chara. And I suspect that these young players are going to have their ups and downs in the playoffs, like everybody. But hopefully for the Boston Bruins, Chara is sort of like the gel that will keep them together.
Denny Potvin of Sportsnet joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. The only Canadian team in the playoffs, Denny, is Montreal. They've got Tampa in the first round, a potential meeting with Boston in the second round, should both of those teams advance. Tampa will be without Ben Bishop, at least to start. It looks on balance as if just the presence of Carey Price alone would make Montreal the favorites in this series. But what do you think what makes you think the Canadiens can win this series? And what would concern you about the Canadiens going into this series?
Well, I think Carey Price is certainly the key. But understand that one of the biggest hurdles that anyone, whether it be Carey Price or Lindback or Pacioretty or Subban, has to cross over and has to handle are the nerves going into this series. And when you start talking that kind of topic, obviously, the Tampa Bay Lightning have nothing to lose. Mm-hmm. It may be easier for them to get into this confrontation. They now have the home ice advantage. The Tampa Bay Lightning have done things throughout the season that have been amazing. They've won without Stamkos. They've won without St. Louis. And when they needed a win, not a tie or, you know, a shootout win, but a win in regulation at the end of the season, they won 1-0 with Lindback getting the shutout. They seem to get everything done that they need to get done, plus the fact that they are not going to be the favorite in this round. And so I think all of that puts a lot of pressure, you know, on the Montreal Canadiens. But, you know, I look at it, it's going to come down to Stamkos, Pacioretty, Subban, and Hedman. Mm-hmm. Hedman has made the biggest strides this year, I think, as a young defenseman. And it'll be interesting how Subban can parlay the kind of season he's had, you know, where he was sat out, he was basically disciplined by the coach. Can he take all of those negatives and turn them into positives and have a great series? So those are the things I'm going to be looking for.
Victor Hedman's a guy who a lot of people have been talking about all year. What's the difference in his game? Is it simply maturity? And you know, I've heard people say, and Denny, I don't know if you buy into this, but I've heard people say that they thought it may have taken him a while to recover from, I don't know, you wouldn't call it the stigma, but that hit he threw, right? The hit he threw on Sidney Crosby.
Yeah.
And that it was in the back of his head. And I, you know, I remember reading when I was down in Florida in spring training, somebody with the lightning was just sort of throwing that out and wondering if that was a possibility.
Well, I spoke to Edmund about that, and I think that that was in his head for about 10 minutes.
Okay, you know? All right.
And that's really the way it should be, you know? I mean, that was not a very hard hit, if you remember.
Right.
And often people wondered what is going on. It just goes to prove, not that I want to get on the concussion bandwagon here, but it just goes to prove that after you've had one concussion, you know, the second and third ones can happen a lot quicker and a lot easier than the first. But anyway, getting back to the topic of Hedman, you know what it is, Jeff? It's 300 games played in the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
That has always been, in my view, the mark where the player becomes a professional. And he starts understanding the game better. And in the case of Hedman, let's say put him up against Subban. And Subban's ahead of Hedman, but I don't think he is in terms of a player and the way he makes decisions. Hedman will move up with the puck at a much better time than Subban. Subban's issue and what Therrien is worried about is that Subban still has to learn how to, you know, when to go and when not to go.
Mm-hmm.
I think Hedman has made strides in that direction.
Denny, it was good of you to join us this morning. Thanks so much. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, my pleasure, Jeff. Take care.
Take care. That is Denny Potvin of Sportsnet. And again, the NHL playoffs start tonight. 3 games on tap. Montreal and Tampa Bay. Dallas and Anaheim and Columbus and Pittsburgh. And I love the point Denny Potvin was making about Tampa Bay and about Montreal. I mean, I've got Montreal winning that series. I don't like their chances of getting out of the next round if it's Boston, but I have them beating Tampa Bay. But you have to wonder about the Lightning. A couple of things about the Lightning. First of all, they've done it all year with key players either hurt or traded. Part of the reason is the fact that the young core of this team, the group of players that came up to replace the injured, or in some cases to replace the players who were traded, they won an American Hockey League title with John Cooper. They have that experience of going to the final, of going on a playoff run. It doesn't matter if it's only the American Hockey League. The fact of the matter is the core of that team, the guys who are the, I don't know what you would call them, the hewers of wood, the haulers of water, the guys who kind of provide, they fill in the edges around the stars of that team. They have an experience with winning. Now the question is, if Ben Bishop is out for a prolonged period, can they overcome the loss of the guy who was their number one goalie? It's going to be I think Montreal takes that series in 6, but I think they're going to be 6 really, really close games. And it's one of the series where I have a little bit of concern about picking the team that I picked. I've got Pittsburgh over Columbus in 5, Philly over the Rangers in 5. I think it's going to be a lot more lopsided than people think. Boston over Detroit in 5. Got Minnesota over Colorado in 7 games. Chicago over the Blues in 6. Anaheim to beat Dallas in 5. And the Kings in San Jose is just going to be a bloodbath from start to finish. I got the Kings winning in 7 games. Then I've got the Kings eliminating the Blackhawks. So those are my picks. I want to know how you see the playoff bracket shaping up. 416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590. Norman Burlington, you're on Sportsnet 590, the Fan. Who you got, Norm?
Well, Jeff, I've got San Jose coming out of the West.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's their year this year. I think they're going to beat the Kings. I'm a little nervous for St. Louis. They finished the year off on a really weak note, and I don't think they're going to be able to put it together. I really don't see Colorado, coming out of that conference. I really think it's going to be San Jose. And in the East, I think it's going to be Montreal. I really do. They've got a good young team. They've got a lot of depth. They can throw 3 lines at you that can score. They've got a good fourth line. Their defense is pretty good with Emelin and with Subban and Markov and Georges got a good solid defense there. And I mean, Carey Price, I mean, I know that so far in the playoffs he hasn't done much, but the way he played for Canada, if you got a system in front of that guy, he's the world's best goalie, in my opinion anyway. So I think it's going to be Montreal, San Jose in the final, and San Jose takes it, and it'll be, you know, their year to finally win that cup.
Yeah, you know, one of the concerns I have with Montreal, the power play has had a lot of problems down the stretch. I think they finished 0 for 20-something, maybe 0 for 23, 0 for 24. I would have some concerns about that going in against Lightning. And, you know, conversely, the way you look at it from the Lightning point of view, they were 23rd in the league in the penalty kill. So that might offset that. Yeah, Montreal is an interesting team because you look at Carey Price, and I think a lot of people just kind of assumed that winning the gold medal, and even though Carey Price was hardly had to stand on his head to win that gold medal, but I think a lot of people viewed winning the gold medal as something of a reaffirmation or an affirmation for Carey Price, you know, and a kind of an indication that he's ready to take that next. To take that next step up. And he certainly wouldn't be the first Montreal Canadiens goaltender to make his reputation with a tremendous playoff run. I like the lines that Montreal runs out. I have some concerns about a lack of size, but I mean, that's been there all year. And I don't know if that's necessarily an issue against Tampa anyhow. I think it's a fascinating series. It's a fascinating matchup for Montreal, and don't even get me started about what a Boston-Montreal second-round series would look like. I think that would be so much fun. Tony in Stony Creek, you're on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Hey, Jeff, morning. How you doing?
Doing well, Tony.
Well, I think this is, I think you can call this the year of the upset. I can see the East, Montreal going to the conference final. I can see Detroit knocking Boston off.
Wow.
Montreal advancing, Columbus advancing, and Philadelphia. So Montreal with their quick transition game, no one of those three teams is going to stay with them.
Mm-hmm. So you got Montreal. Who do you have winning the Stanley Cup? You've got Montreal winning the Stanley Cup?
Well, as a Habs fan, you gotta bleed it. So unless you win it, it's not successful. So... Montreal, Chicago, old time original six.
Back in the days of Henri Richard and Bobby Hull.
Long live, bless their souls.
All right, take care. That is Tony and Stony Creek, bless their souls. The Habs fans will be coming. I expect to hear more from Habs fans throughout the playoffs. I don't know. We've also got to do this thing where we adopt a. We got to adopt a team, right? I mean, seriously, the show has to adopt the team. It's hard for me because I like the Blackhawks. And I kind of got a soft spot for the Canadiens as well. Travis McKenzie notes that Jarmo Kekalainen of the Columbus Blue Jackets is indeed a friend of the show on several occasions. Columbus's PR staff has been tremendous. They've helped us out a lot. So maybe we should lock onto the Blue Jackets. The spawn of Doug McLean. 416-870-0590. We could do worse. Like, their uniforms have really grown on me. 416-870-0590, star 590, 1-888-666-0590. Mike Verdilli writes in on Twitter, Boston over San Jose in seven games. I think a lot of people like Boston, even with the youth on the blue line. David in Toronto, you're in Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Mr. King Blair, how's it going?
It's going well, Mr. D... whatever your name is.
Well, anyways, I'm calling because this is the time of year where the Bears wake up from hibernation.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm a 31-year-old gentleman, been a Bruins fan since 1989 when they had a little cup run, and seeing them raise that President's Trophy this year made me kind of happy.
Mm-hmm.
The back end this year... is without losing Seiderberg kind of scared me. Losing McQuaid kind of scared me. But these kids in the back end, Shirelli is like the evil genius. He pulls them out. He develops them. Providence is like, all it is just a sweatshop for talent coming out of there. I'm looking forward to a deep run again this year. I think they're going to take out the Sharks in the Cup Finals. But the best factor for me is knowing that every year now, I suffered through the lean years, I went through the good years. But now, every year, they're competitive. And that's all I want from a team. And the best situation for me, last year, I bought about 3 dozen Boston cream donuts for my office mates after the Bruins knocked them off. I'm not the Leaf Nation.
There you go.
And today I'm bringing in another 3 dozen just so they have that taste in their mouth still. You know what I mean?
That's perfect. And you know what we always say in this show?
You don't poke the bear.
We always say that in the show, David.
You never want to poke a bear, especially when they're hungry for a cup.
Exactly. David, thanks for the call. Bruins Nation. They don't even call them Bruins Nation, do they? Steve in Toronto, you're in Sportsnet 590 Fan. Who do you have in the final?
I like Boston as well. They've just been so consistent all year, and just from top to bottom, they just are, to me, like obviously a built playoff team. And I just got feeling San Jose, about time to see them get to a final for the first time. And
can I ask you something? Because a lot of people on Twitter and a lot of people online are saying the same thing. This is the year for San Jose. Why is this the year for San Jose?
I don't know. I always think back to the years Detroit suffered through a couple mm-hmm. of first-round losses, and, you know, you sometimes have to take a step back and you start questioning the leadership. And with Jeremy Roenick on earlier this morning, he says, you know, maybe it's about time the core players don't want to be remembered as, you know, players that never came through in the clutch when it came to the playoffs. So it's a gut feeling more than anything, but, you know, I mean, they've been pretty consistent all year as well and really haven't wavered. Had any injury problems in that. So it'd be nice to see someone different and maybe for the first time see San Jose play Boston, and maybe Boston's just going to be a little bit too tough for them to win the cup over Boston. And upset I see is, for whatever reason, Columbus over Pittsburgh, because we have no idea which Fleury's going to stand up and show up. Is it last year's Fleury in the playoffs where he just got the nervous Nellies, and it's obviously all about goaltending, so that's going to be a really interesting one. Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, and boy, I'll tell you what, if Pittsburgh does go out in the first round or even go out in the second round, and that second round matchup, if it's against Philadelphia, I think Philadelphia could take care of Pittsburgh in 5 or 6 games if that's the case. Yeah. Boy, Sidney Crosby, I mean, I'm not going to start saying you question the guy's legacy, but if that's the case, a lot of people are going to start wondering where Sidney Crosby really belongs, sort of in the pantheon of great players. By the way, we should mention that the pressing injury concern for the San Jose Sharks is the status of Thomas Hertl, their rookie, and he is returning from a knee injury in time for the playoffs. So that's a huge boost for them. That was one of the question marks hanging over San Jose. Their forwards, I don't know if anybody in the league can match their top two lines, Pavelski, Thornton, Burns. They're just so loaded at those top two lines. I don't know if any other team in the league can match them. But yeah, they're the Sharks, and there's something in that DNA that just can't pick them. Can't pick the Sharks. 416-870-0590, *591, 888-660-590. Dave in Toronto, you're in Sportsnet 590. The Fan, you like the Rangers?
I do. Good morning. I have a lot of faith in Alain Vigneault. He is just, and I like Nash. I think it's time for Nash to get it over the hump. And I do think the Rangers are actually going to win the Cup. I do. It's usually when you do a coaching change, it's usually in the first year, and Vigneault, with all that experience, and the way he's got that team playing, and it's the Eastern Conference, and Vigneault has got that team playing the right way.
And he doesn't have a choker in goal either, so that's going to help.
Well, Lundqvist has choked as much as Luongo, and
he's a little less dramatic.
Can Lundqvist get over the hump? And I like the Sharks and the other, because I like Lecoutier. I believe in him a lot. And quickly, I know I'm out of time here, but did you hear about the Shanny story?
Oh, what's the Shanny story?
Okay, so Lynn, as you know, Lynn was the head of the NHLPA president for 10 years. Three work stoppages and all that. Shanny's his right-hand man. So Lyndon gets hired, and the rumors are Shanny's going to be the assistant general manager there. And Timmy doesn't want, for whatever reason, maybe Shanny's got great hair or something. He's not qualified to be a president, but he doesn't want Vancouver to get him as a GM. So he flies out and hires Shanny to be the president of the Leafs because he doesn't want the Canucks to get it yet again, another Canuck involvement in the Leafs. Like, the Leafs, man, got to go their own way. They got to stop doing this worrying about what Vancouver does. They got to do their own thing, man.
Dave, I appreciate the call, and I'm glad to see your Vancouver bias is not creeping into things. Dave's going to talk about Vancouver, even though the Canucks are about as far away from the playoffs as the Leafs, aren't they? I mean, I think they're fighting each other for tea times. But do you know Dave's going to touch on Vancouver? He's got the Vigneault thing happening, which is fine. I kind of wish the Canucks were in there because it's so much fun watching the Canucks choke and watching their fans, you know, do what Canucks fans do. I mean, it is kind of, it's become part of it's almost like a national pastime. So I'm a little disappointed that we're not going to have the Canucks to kick around. But I'm sure Dave will be on the show and he'll somehow link the two together. He'll somehow link the Canucks. It doesn't matter. You know that as well. It doesn't matter who wins. Somehow there will be a Canuck connection. Brendan Shanahan, GM of the Canucks, so Tim Lewicki's in a hurry. I think what's happening, and I talked about this a bit yesterday with Tim Lewicki and Brendan Shanahan, is I just think Tim Lewicki's named his successor. Tim Lewicki's named the guy who, unless he's totally a disaster in his first year, is going to be the guy who takes over for him. Jeff in the Philippines, here on Sportsnet 590, The Fan. How are you, sir?
Good day, brother. How are you?
I'm doing well.
If you recall last year's when we brought Chicago to the Stanley Cup final, winner, I gave you that. This year, I gave you Detroit. Looked pretty scary to make the playoffs. And I believe it'll be Detroit versus Chicago in your finals with Chicago prevailing.
Wow. So you think Jeff, that Kane and Taves will be healthy enough to pull this off?
I think that when it comes got Jeff time, this team knows how to win and they will get it done. Detroit, with how they got there with the players and the injuries, now they're getting healthy. I think that's the route. Anaheim and San Jose wannabe. St. Louis not needs another 2 years, maybe.
Wow.
Chicago, Detroit.
That would be, I appreciate the call. Take care of yourself, Joe. That would be a remarkable Stanley Cup final. I bet Jeff's the only guy who's got that. I bet he's the only guy who's got that. 416-870-0590, star 590, 1-888-666-0590. Mando 5000, Habs have not lost a game in leading after two periods this season. Team is locked in and will make the final versus the Kings. Chad Mabry wants to know if McLean has given himself credit for the Columbus Blue Jackets making the playoffs this year, like Burke did last year when the Leafs made it. Jared Connick says, your last caller who predicted Detroit will beat Boston needs his head examined. Welcome to the playoffs. Corey in Oshawa, you're in Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Love the show. Just a little stat. The Montreal Canadiens have been the lone Canadian team in the playoffs 6 times in their history, and they've won it all 6 times. So me being Canadian, I'm going to root for the Canadiens.
Are you normally a Canadiens fan?
No, I'm a Leafs fan. My brother's a big Montreal fan. A lot of family members are Montreal, but I'm a Leafs fan.
So you're a Leafs fan cheering for the Montreal Canadiens.
Well, they're the only team left. You got to root for the Canadian team.
My God, man, what the hell are we going to do with you?
Well, I'm going on statistics. They've been a lone Canadian team 6 times, and they won it all 6 times, so let's go Montreal. And for the West, I would like to see Joe Thornton win, but I don't think it's going to happen. I really think Chicago is going to win, being the West, Montreal and Chicago in the final.
There you go, another original six matchup. Look, I'm as big a Blackhawks fan as there is. Well, maybe not. But I like the Blackhawks. And I've got a lot of concern about... You see, we've seen Jonathan Toews play in the playoffs before when he's hurt. If you think back a couple of years ago, he had that hand injury. And basically, he was playing with one hand. And he sort of morphed into this uber checking forward and really didn't do much offensively. Now, I think Jonathan Toews can probably tailor his game a little bit if he's not completely healthy. I don't know about Patrick Kane, though. I don't know about Patrick Kane's ability to play at 85% or whatever percent it is. You know, I also look at the Blackhawks lines, and I don't see a Dave Boland. I don't see that guy, sort of that magical third or fourth line guy that they've always come up with. Maybe Andrew Shaw. But, you know, bottom line, the Blackhawks. Second line, Kane, Hanzus, and Brandon Saad. There's not a lot of depth up front. That would be my concern. And the two key guys up front cannot be totally healthy. 416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590. Who you got going to the Stanley Cup final? And how far do the Montreal Canadiens make it? Greg Wyshynski of Yahoo Sports, Mr. Puck Daddy himself, will join us in a few minutes. We'll get his take on it. And don't worry, we'll get back to the phone lines and take your Stanley Cup picks. This is the Jeff Blair Show, and this is Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Prizes like no other, from a club like no other, The Fan Club. Log on to sportsnet590.ca. Now more of the Jeff Blair Show on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
Yes, indeed, I am a master of timing, aren't I? Welcome back to the Jeff Blair Show for April 16th. I don't know why I said that. I never tell you what the date is. You really don't care about the date. All you know is that the NHL playoffs start tonight on three fronts. And all you know is that, once again, the Toronto Maple Leafs are not involved in them. So I'm asking you for your predictions going into the playoffs. We got to back into this thing. We've got to go in delicately because we're going to be talking about it for the next, I don't know, month. So I don't want any, like, real heavy issues. And you know what? We'll probably have our first headshot at some point in the next couple of days. So we'll have that to talk about. John Whitby, you're in Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Who you got in the final?
Montreal coming out of the East because they own Boston. Miami can't stop them. Pittsburgh, Fleury will fall apart. Out of the West, you'd be shocked. The Avalanche.
The Avalanche with Patrick Watt. Tell me why the Avalanche. I got Minnesota beating them at seven. I think that's a tough series, but I would not, like, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I'd be stunned as all get out if Colorado made it. Why do you like Colorado?
They got a good goalie. They've got good young forwards, and I think the other teams are just going to beat themselves up on each other.
Here, you know what? That's a great point, and I appreciate the call. I really do. If Colorado, that's a hell of a point, because you know Chicago and St. Louis, whoever comes out of that series, they're already banged up. It's going to be even worse. L.A. and San Jose, it's going to be like that L.A.-St. Louis series last year. And I mean, I'm not a guy who necessarily stays up all night to watch a Stanley Cup playoffs, but L.A. and St. Louis got my attention. That was hard, physical, heavy. Not entirely clean, but, you know, it wasn't a goon show either. It was just hard, physical, heavy hockey. And L.A. and San Jose is going to be like that. And that's not a bad point. If a team like Colorado can get rid of Minnesota or either of those teams, if either of those teams can wrap up that series quickly, let's say five games or so, they're going to be facing the rest of the way teams that are really, really banged up. And that's one of the reasons I can't pick the winner of the West to win the Stanley Cup. Just because whoever comes out of the West is going to be just so banged up. It's going to be hard to go into, especially a team like Boston. Do we have Greg Wyshynski on the line? Of course we do. You are the most reliable guest we have, Greg Wyshynski.
I don't know how that's possible. I just rolled out of bed. No, I'm kidding, of course. I've been working all morning. It's Stanley Cup playoff day, Jeff.
It is. Exciting. It is. And I loved your preview. You got me thinking about Beardosity.
Yeah, we ran a preview that ranked the playoff series earlier this week on sort of a must-see format. And Beardosity is a factor. I mean, you know, a lot of people think that the playoff beard is a non-factor in the first round, but that completely ignores the fact that all of these guys cheat. All of these guys start growing their playoff beards now like 3 weeks before the postseason.
That is true.
Rough going. Especially that Shea Weber, if he was in the playoffs. Shea Weber, I think, used to start growing his playoff beard sometime around Christmas when the Predators would make the playoffs.
You know what else it is? It's the young guys. They cheat. The young guys have already got it going. You can tell. You watch them being interviewed. They've already got it going.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a long-standing tradition of these guys doctoring their beards, too, with the spray-on hair or, you know, shoe shine or these sorts of things. And really, I am completely against performance-enhancing substances placed on facial hair simply to look better for the postseason. But once again on Puck Daddy these playoffs, we will bring back the playoff beard watch. So stay tuned for that.
There you go. So we have PED issues. Now we have BED issues, beard-enhancing drugs. who's gonna go to the final?
My preseason pick was the Boston Bruins out of the East and the San Jose Sharks out of the West. I'll stick with that, despite the fact I'm a little wary of the Sharks having to play the LA Kings in the first round. Like you said, Boston should have the easier path in theory. You know, I don't think that Detroit's going to be an easy out, and it wouldn't surprise me to see Detroit win that series because you're dealing with Mike Babcock, you're dealing with a cagey team that's managed to make the playoffs despite incredible adversity. It wouldn't shock me to see them upset the Bruins. If they get out of that series, the Bruins, I think, will wind up playing Tampa Bay, which is a manageable series for them. And then, you know, I'm expecting the Rangers to come out of the other side of the bracket.
I was going to ask you that.
And that should be a tougher series. But again, I think they're the class of the East. And then the Sharks in the West, to me, you know, this is going to be at least the seventh time in 10 years I've been fooled by the Sharks if they don't make it. But I just feel like there's something special about this team this year with the way the defense plays, with the depth of forward. If they can get their goaltending in order in this series against the LA Kings, they can advance, and I think from there on, they're on their way.
And, you know, rarest of rare for the Sharks, they're also actually getting an injured player back just in time for the playoffs. I mean, that given what happens to that team traditionally in the playoffs, that may be a sign that the hockey gods have maybe gone to sleep on them and picked out somebody else. You know, I'll tell you the one series that would concern me, and I'm like you. I mean, I think Boston's the class of the East. But if somehow they run into Philadelphia, that would be the series that would concern me for Boston, because that has the possibility of being a physical series. There's something about the Flyers, too. Like, I don't doubt the Flyers, to me, could lose in five games to the Rangers, or they could go all the way to the conference final. I just don't know what to make of them.
I'm not a huge fan of the Flyers in that series against the Rangers. The one thing that's clear about the Rangers during the Henrik Lundqvist reign there is the fact that he plays his best hockey in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
He always has. He's, you know, maybe it's because I've seen them play the Capitals about 10 dozen times or so it seems in the last few years and gotten to see him play a lot. He's impenetrable in the first round, and the only times the Rangers lose are when he doesn't get the offensive support. And you have to believe that with the San Luis trade and with some of the other weaponry they have up front and with Alain Vigneault behind the bench, you want to assume they're going to be better offensively, although Vigneault got tossed out of Vancouver because that team couldn't score in the playoffs. If he gets any kind of goal support, I think the Rangers win this series pretty handily. But Philly's a team that, like you said, has been surprisingly good. I do think, though, the combination of Lundqvist and then throwing Ryan McDonagh's defensive pairing out against Claude Giroux gives the Rangers the advantage in this series.
You already said you think Tampa's going to beat Montreal. What are you basing that on?
I like John Cooper as a coach. I like the youthful exuberance in that lineup. I like Victor Hedman out there against the Pacioretty line, which is, you know, one of the best lines in hockey, the Pacioretty, Desharnais, and Vanek line in the last few weeks. It's going to be contingent on Ben Bishop coming back. He's skating. It seems like he's on his way back, and you know, if they can get two decent starts at Lindback, maybe get a split at home against Montreal, I think they're going to be okay. And I'm just excited to see what Steven Stamkos does in this series. You know, you get the sense that he's going to be rested. You get the sense that this is his moment. I mean, no Marty St. Louis there to share the spotlight. This is really Stamkos' series in a lot of ways to potentially carry. And I think I like the combination of Cooper and Stamkos and hopefully a healthy Bishop at some point to beat the Habs.
And it's kind of interesting, too, because Stamkos, of course, was not part of the Canadian Olympic team or had lost a spot due to that injury. And you're right, this is... I mean, he's kind of the one guy where the Stanley Cup playoffs, this could be his early career-defining moment for him, very easily.
Two other factors, too. You know, Carey Price, for as good as he's been this season, has not necessarily been a good playoff goalie for them. I know people are going to say, well, he handled the pressure of the Olympics okay. Well, he also had the greatest assemblage of talent in hockey history in front of him.
Playing maybe the best defensive system we've seen, short of anything Jacques Lemaire could have cooked up.
Yeah, and I think it was Yzerman who had that amazing quote after the Olympics, where he's like, "I took the best players in the world and made them play like the '95 Devils," and that's exactly what happened. So, I mean, I'm not going to put over Carey Price as a picture of mental stability just because he won gold with that team in front of him. And the other factor is as I'm writing the preview for this series this morning, it's fresh in my mind. You know, Montreal, their power play was pretty good this year, and you know, Andre Markov being healthy for most of the season, I think was a major factor in that. But they came up empty against Tampa Bay in their season series against them, and I think they're on a bit of a like 0-for-20-something schneid.
0-for-23. Yep, 0-for-23.
Yeah. So that special teams advantage that you'd expect them to have in the series, they might not necessarily have. So there's a few things pointing in Tampa's direction, but you know, if you're going to play this series on paper, Montreal wins. I think they've got deeper talent and better players overall. But I like the way Tampa plays, and I think home ice could be a factor here.
Greg, appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much, as always. Should be a lot of fun. The first round is always the most interesting. I think it is. It's the same thing in baseball, too.
It really is, and based on the TV ratings, that's usually the case, because they sometimes dwindle a little bit here in the States after the first round.
Greg, thanks for you. Thanks for doing this.
Here.
This is Greg Wyshynski, Senior Puck Daddy from Yahoo Sports. He likes Tampa Bay over Montreal. And if Ben Bishop misses a couple of games and Tampa Bay splits at home, they'll very much be in it. And there are a lot of reasons to like Tampa Bay, but I just there's something about Montreal this year in that matchup that I think really, really favors the Canadiens. Now, I don't like the Canadiens' chances against Boston, operating under the assumption that's who they come out against. So I've got Boston winning the Stanley Cup in six over the LA Kings, making my point that I just think whoever comes out of the West is going to be so beaten up that and then having to go into Boston and facing a team like the Bruins, it might be just almost a bridge too far for whoever comes out of the West. Your Toronto Blue Jays beat the hell out of the Minnesota Twins last night. Brett Laurie had a grand slam. Brandon Morrow was awful. The Jays still won. A lot of bad stuff is happening to a lot of other teams in the American League East, folks. And the Blue Jays have had bad stuff happen to them in the way of injuries, but somehow they've managed to cobble wins together. Jerry Howarth is the Blue Jays radio voice on Sportsnet 590. The Fan, he's going to join us. And we're going to talk about Jose Reyes. Jose Reyes expected to join the Blue Jays in Cleveland on Friday. You know, Munenori Kawasaki's been called up. You know, Jonathan Diaz is here. Ryan Goins as well. Got to ask the question, who do you send down with Jose Reyes coming up? We'll get Jerry Howarth's take on that. We'll take your calls on that as well. Going to talk a little baseball right up to Baseball Central. This is the Jeff Blair Show. This is Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
When you're surfing the internet on the tail end of a night shift, have a listen to Brady and Walker online at sportsnet590.ca.